reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. To be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, November 15th, 2021. And some of you may ask, why does he give the year? Come on. We all know it's 2021, and why does he give the date? We know it's November, and it's the 15th. Okay. Well, these programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org and also at wluj.org. And so if somebody listens to this program 2 or 3 or 5 years from now, it gives the full date, and maybe it'll help you remember what date and day of the week it is. But it's Monday the 15th. It's a new week, and we just pray that the Lord is going before you, and he's behind you. He's going to encompass your day, and you'll be that witness for him, that ambassador of God. And on this Monday, we're going to have a Testimony Tuesday, which is usually my favorite day on Tuesday when we have somebody come in and share their life story and some of their faith journey and testimony time. Well, Laura Crater is joining me, and Tim Nelson said, oh, Mark, she's a great worship leader. She has a new CD out. You're going to appreciate her heart for the Lord and her storytelling. And so in the studio with me is Laura and also Adeline, her 13-year-old daughter, who I'm hearing is a bit of a cheerleader. So we're going to start with you. So why are you so proud of your mom, and why are you excited about her new CD called Renewed? So we're going to give you the first word.
Well, she's my mom, and she's like the greatest person I've ever met. And she cheers us on, and she constantly gives us the example of what a cheerleader should be. And so since she was that for me, I just want to be that for her. So.
And I guess your brother, Jacob, is very musical. He's like 14, a year older than you?
Yeah.
And you were saying earlier, yeah, but my dad, Luke, he's like the super cheerleader. So do a little shout out for your dad. Why is he such a cheerleader for your mom?
Well, I think because just they've been married so long, and they, like, know each other really well, and just because he loves in a way that, like, that I've never really seen somebody love. Like, he has faithfully loved my mom, and that's just so cool to see. So.
Wow, what an endorsement from the children. So, Laura, you just have to be beaming over this. And, Adeline, we're going to let you sit back. We're going to take the pressure off and let you sit back and kind of enjoy the program. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. But, wow, what an endorsement to have one of your children, Laura, not only celebrating her dad and her mom, but celebrating your marriage. Mm-hmm. And that's really the ideal that we want to model to our kids, that we're in love, husband and wife, with each other. And hopefully they also see that we're in love with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so on this Monday that I'm going to turn into a Testimony Tuesday, share a little of that faith journey before we talk about your new CD project.
Well, I've loved Jesus my whole life. Mm-hmm. Grew up here in Springfield and attended Westside Christian Church my whole life, third generation, and honestly, I can't remember a time where I didn't know the Lord. I was baptized into him as a third grader, but I think my faith really took roots once I got to college. I remember getting to college and being so surprised at how few people, even though they came from a Christian home or a Christian upbringing, were sticking with that. And I remember even writing letters back to my minister at the time. How do we stay strong in our faith, you know, when we're all alone? So I really feel like that's when my faith became my own. Mm-hmm. And not just because I'd grown up in the church or because my parents were having me go to youth group and church, but it really became my own. I found a great church home in Quincy, Illinois. And from there, it's just been a journey of, you know, meeting Luke, Mr. Crater. He's so great. And Adeline was right. He's a cheerleader for us, but in a very selfless way that is stark in contrast to me. I feel like I can definitely be the selfish one in the marriage, and so he's constantly doing things that I don't deserve, and also so generous. Mm. He's got a gift. I believe it's a Holy Spirit gift of generosity, and it has stretched me.
Now, where did you two meet, and was it love at first sight?
We met at Westside Christian Church.
Okay, great place to meet.
He showed up there at our Sunday school class, and I think from the first day we met, we had a date a couple weeks later and didn't look back. We were married like a year late, you know, sure, within a year. And the rest is history. So.
And you have two lovely children. Yes. Someday we'll have to hear from Jacob.
Yes. So
I think you said beforehand he was musical.
He just has an ear for music. He'd probably be a great music producer someday. He loves creating music and has a good ear for it, yeah.
So the musical gifts that you have with singing and facilitating worship, was that something that God developed into you, or did you always have a knack of playing instruments or singing? Like, where did that come from?
I think the musical abilities were naturally there from God, for sure. Mm-hmm. I started piano, you know, and I even teach piano lessons now. I still love getting to do those things. Started that as a first grader, I think, and started having solos in the school plays, you know, and those things as like a second, third grader. And for any of you in the area that remember the Living Christmas Tree, that was some of my first things I got to be a part of, even as a third, fourth grader, having parts in that. So honestly, if it weren't for my church family through the years giving me opportunities to grow that gift, which I do believe it's turned into a gift as far as the worship leading, and I don't know how to say it right, but just that understanding that the Holy Spirit is doing a work through you. Sure. It's not even you, you know?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting when Tim introduced me to you about a half hour ago and mentioned, oh, you mean you're not on staff at Westside Christian Church? He thought you were part of the worship team, which you're a part of, but he just assumed you were a part of staff. So you get that opportunity to facilitate worship. And what's it like for you to be on stage with all these people singing back to you? Does it energize you? What does it do?
Yeah, I think it's one of the greatest privileges. One of the ways that I like to say it is, you know, sometimes we say, oh, when you're up front, you get to represent what the Lord's doing, or you're kind of painting a picture of what it looks like to worship so that you're allowing people to see what that's like. The way I've heard it said, and it really helps me just stay in a humble place, is that we're actually representing, not just representing Christ, but we're representing him to the throne and to the people. Just helping them know what it looks like to be surrendered to the Lord. So,
and I know oftentimes those of us that maybe don't hold the tune well or can't hold a note or can't keep the rhythm or so forth, we can kind of vicariously worship through the worship leaders. And that's kind of a unique way that God allows us all to participate and to worship him. And I've heard somebody say that everyone really can sing. Now, some sing better than others, obviously, but that when we're worshiping, just voicing that and allowing that expression to come out of us is all that God desires. He doesn't demand or require us to sing great. No. He just asks us that we sing with a joyful heart. And so it seems like you have that down pretty well. Now, we began the program with Ephesians 4, 23 and 24, and I'm going to read it again. To be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is on your CD, but you also referred to it as a favorite verse or a passage that you appreciate. Talk to us about it.
Well, I chose that verse because I love that it's using the word new several times, renew. And the truth is, the journey of writing this music, you know, working with my dear friend Mike to produce it, all of those things, has been a renewal journey in itself. The writing of the songs, the living of the things that became songs have all been part of the journey where God's just made me a new person. And that's exactly what Scripture says is going to happen, that we get to die to our old selves and be made new. And so the journey's been very hard for me. I know we don't know each other well, but very hard for me coming out of a shell. Like, it's different to lead worship than it is to put all of your deepest, most vulnerable things into a song and then present them to people that way. It's very vulnerable. So that's been a hard journey for me.
Well, by way of introduction to this CD called Renewed by Laura Crater, we're going to play Jesus Sure and True, and tell us a little about this song.
Sure. This one is kind of a great way to say what I was mentioning earlier. That was just a quick verse and chorus, kind of very much hymn-like, that I wrote in my quiet time. And I probably sang it every day to Jesus for a solid year before realizing it was a real song and putting piano music to it and whatever. And that's the simplest song on the album. There's just piano and vocal. But honestly, it is the cry of my heart. And even the third verse talks about in times like these, you know, that he is sure and true. And that's from the voice translation, I'm forgetting which psalm it is off the top of my head, but one of the psalms says that he is sure and true.
And this is Sure and True by Laura Crater off her CD, Renewed. Well, that was Jesus Sure and True by Laura Crater off her CD Renewed. She's here in the studio at 600 West Mason Street. I'm here in Springfield and just love our accommodations here and love the work that God's done through the WLUJ family of stations these many years. And as he's brought together WLUJ and WGNN and WGNJ, and now our 19 stations covering all of central Illinois and west central Indiana, it's just been a wonderful family of stations. And I love coordinating different activities here and in the greater Champaign-Urbana area as we continue to make progress with our Marketplace Mall new facility and location. And we hope to have that studio set up in a couple weeks, so we're excited about that. But I'm excited about this Renewed CD. And I know we talked beforehand, you don't have a set website where people can easily go, but on social media, if they search for Laura Crater, C-R-A-T-E-R, or Renewed, they might be able to search and find the CD. Or if they got in touch with you, I guess they could stop by Westside Christian Church in Springfield. But if they go to YouTube and type in Laura Crater, I think you've done
Spotify,
a number of...
Amazon, all of those.
Okay, so Laura Crater, her CD is Renewed, and we're going to close out with another song in a few minutes. But you love the word renewed and being renewed and the Lord putting some new things on your heart. And was some of that because of a snowy walk you took a few years ago?
Yes. Yeah, so I've been writing songs most of my life. And at some point, probably close to 20 years ago, I cannot remember, but there was a wound for my soul somewhere along that path. I had written some songs in there. And all I can figure is that I just started believing a lie that it was, you know, not valuable. The songs were silly. They weren't worth anybody listening to. And I didn't write another song until song number one on the album Renew Me. I didn't know it was going to be on an album. I didn't know any of that.
Sure.
But I had gone on a spiritual retreat with a couple of friends, and we were trapped by the snow. We had to stay an extra day up in Galena, Illinois, and I was out by myself. And I don't say that I heard the audible voice of God, but I was talking to God because I had suddenly been having song after song after song just pouring into my brain, downloading, and I didn't know what to do about it. I had all these songs written down, recorded in my phone, you know, and on this walk, I just felt like I heard God speak loudly to my soul, it's time. And I didn't know what that meant. I can tell you that my reaction was, no, I don't know what that means. I don't know how to do that. I don't feel equipped at all. And I will also tell you that from that point on, there has been, and I enjoyed telling these stories on Facebook before the album came out, but literally one person after another just coming out of the woodwork, hey, I have a studio, you know, my friend Mike, I have a studio in my house. I'd love to do this for you. I had friends, I'd love to play guitar. How about we hire these string players? Just all this different ways that people have come in, and it's only been because of God, only been because of him. So it's been very humbling along the way, but that walk was very significant to me. And it's also been, like I told you before, it's so vulnerable that it's been very hard for me to really allow that to be put out there. So,
well, we're going to close out with that song, Renew Me, off of your CD, Renewed by Laura Crater. And I was thinking as you were talking about what I call a principle or a truth, conviction, healthy conviction, comes from God, and usually it exposes a sin or a shortfall or something we need to change, but it always draws us to God, where condemnation is the evil one to put thoughts into our minds and hearts to have us kind of turn away from God or feel less than how we should be, because God's created us as very unique and special and beloved of God. And so you can always kind of discern the difference between condemnation, which comes from the evil one and has us turn away from God, versus healthy conviction, which might point out something in our lives, but it'll also have us lean into Jesus, recognizing our great need for a Savior, and thank you, God, for sending him. And it always restores or renews our relationship with him. And it seems like maybe the evil one was working against you or trying to plant some seeds of doubt, or maybe they're not good enough. But God has brought you to this point, and I appreciate your transparency. And you teared up a little, which was just your genuine appreciation to being able to give God the glory and to testify to his goodness. And so may we all find ourselves renewed through this song, through your testimony time. Thanks for being available
on
this Monday.
Thank you. Mark, if I could add to that, I think one of the most profound things that has become clear to me through this journey for me personally is that Jesus is so interested in coming alongside of us and healing those places where the enemy has spoken lies that we've believed. Because I feel very strongly that he's put a gift in each of us to showcase him, to give him glory, and to be for our good. And so the enemy loves to come in, lie, and steal, and kill, and destroy over those things. And so this journey, for me, I think is the journey that anyone can be on, that we're renewed, that he uncovers what's already there, that he put there in the beginning. What he started, he's going to finish in us.
Amen and amen. And Adlin, we gave you the first word. We'll give you the closing word, too.
I just know that my mom has told me that she just wants these songs to touch the spirit. And I remember the first time that she played the song Renewed, and it just really just like hit me, and like it just touched my soul. And so I just want you to know that these songs are here to bring great glory to the Lord. So.
And we'll close out with Renew Me by Laura Crater off her CD Renewed. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Laura Crater with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. And have a great day and night.
Thank you for seeing me. Every day. chasing me. In the deepest parts of my wounded heart, you're setting me free. What you started, you'll finish in me. In the deepest parts of my wounded heart, you're detail of my world.